time to join the American family Robinson again in Bleakerstown, where Myra, Luke, Windy Bill Winkle, and pilot Tom Pollock are stranded after having crashed in an airplane. To make matters worse, Tom and Luke are virtually held prisoners in the home of one Cy Bleeker, the biggest man in the town, who has directed that Myra and Windy be similarly detained in the nearby residence of the Jimpsons, Lutie and Zach. Cy has separated them so they cannot compare notes and proceed further with what Cy erroneously believes to be a plot against him. Pilot Pollock chafes at the restraint, but Luke is inclined to welcome the chance to stay close to what he hopes will develop into a good newspaper story. We now find Luke, Pollock, and Cy sitting around Cy Bleeker's somewhat less than festive board, where they have all finished an excellent midday dinner. Listen.
Get enough to eat? If you didn't, just holler for more.
Oh, I couldn't hold another forkful if I tried. Mighty good food.
Well, we don't stint none when it comes to victuals.
Yeah, we've only had two meals in Bleakerstown, and they've both been excellent.
Sure, wonderful. Just like the Ritz.
Yeah, Lutie, Jimpson, and me are supposed to set the best table in town.
Well, Mr. Bleeker, you're entirely right.
Sure. Old Cy Bleeker, he's always right.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Bleeker, speaking of Mrs. Jimpson, I noticed that she serves some special kind of table relish. Very appetizing.
Huh? What's that?
Well, no need to be alarmed. I was just going to say I thought you might be serving the same kind.
Now, is that so? What made you think so?
Oh, nothing. Only I think she mentioned that if I wanted to buy some, you might be able to arrange it.
Now, ain't that interesting? Oh, she said that, did she? Mm-hmm. Here, you fellas. You want some more coffee? Donuts? Don't do that, Mr. Pollock. Here's some toothpicks.
But, Mr. Bleeker, all I
ask... Of course, they ain't as fancy as these here quill toothpicks they give away at the big city hotels. But what I say is, this is a lumber country up here, and it's only fitting and proper that we use wooden toothpicks.
You're comical.
I wouldn't count on it, Mr. Pollock. Now, you sure you gents got enough dinner? Mr. Pollock, you ain't seem to enjoy your victuals like Mr. Robinson.
Personally, I'd have preferred a hot dog at a roadside stand, especially if the road was one leading out of Bleakerstown.
Hey, now, I don't like to sound persnickety, Mr. Aviator, but I consider that downright churlish.
Well, all I can say is that if you don't let us out of here pretty quick, I'm going to get tough, real tough.
Do tell.
I think Tom might not be quite so impatient if we could... have some idea of how long we have to stay here. Not, of course, that I don't thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, now, that's a reasonable enough question, Mr. Robinson.
Yeah, but what's the answer to it? That's what we want to know.
We can't spare no wagons right now to get you out of here.
Well, when are you going to be able to spare a wagon?
Well, just as soon as we can. Hard to tell right now. Yes, sir. Just as soon as I get a wagon available to take your party down the railroad, I'll be right glad to do it.
In other words, you don't know when.
There's one thing you can make sure of, stranger. I'm just as eager for you to be on your way as you are.
Well, I don't mean to carp, Mr. Bleeker, but it does seem that you have been very successful in concealing your eagerness.
I ain't concealing nothing.
Listen to him. And in the meantime, until you get darn good and ready to get us out of town, we have to stay in this hole without even any electric lights or radio.
Why, certainly not. You can go and come as you please.
Well, then what's the idea of locking the door when you went out here a little while ago?
I'm rather curious about that myself, Mr. Bleeker.
Oh, that. Well, that was what you might call just a little formality on my part. I didn't mean nothing by it.
Nothing except that you didn't want us to get out.
Shucks. You fellas think of the doggonest things. Always trying to catch a feller up. Matter of fact, I was just going to suggest that you might enjoy a walk after dinner.
You mean a walk with you?
Well, now, I'd like to go with you, but I got some accounts to tot up right now, and I know you won't mind if I stay here.
Of course we mind, but I guess we can find our way around, can't we, Tom?
Why, yeah, sure. Why, of course, Luke,
but,
sure.
I was going to say that Zach is out in back hanging around the kitchen, and I know he'd be glad to show you fellas around.
As a guide or a guard?
You needn't worry about old Zach. He ain't going to bother you. He's harmless.
Yeah, in a nice, quiet way.
Oh, no. We're not prisoners. Only every time we go out, we have a chaperone or a guard or a bodyguard.
Zach's mighty good company. I'll get him in here.
Zach! Hey, Zach!
Want me, Cy?
Zach, want for you to show the gentleman around Bleakerstown. Now, you might take them around down by the schoolhouse and out the river roadway.
Yeah, it's mighty pretty scenery out there.
Oh, I have no doubt, but first of all, I'd like to know about my wife. How is she? Is she comfortable? Does she...
She's all right. Ain't nothing the matter with her.
Yeah, but how have you explained this?
Now, if you gents will excuse me, I got a little work to do on my account books.
We'll excuse you.
Oh, certainly, certainly. And thank you for the dinner.
Well, it weren't nothing. See you later, gents.
So he's certainly one busy fella. Always got his nose in some piece of work or other.
Yeah, and in all our business.
Huh?
But Zach, I'm anxious to know about my wife. Has she been told why we haven't been allowed to...
She ain't been told nothing. Say, if you fellas coming out with me, you better come now. Because I got something to tend to later on. This is about the only free time I got.
Oh, of course, of course. Yeah.
Well, then come on.
All right.
I'll say this much for the town. I like it better outdoors than I do in there.
Quiet, Tom. No sense in stirring up the animals.
You mean skunks.
Now, you fellas got any preference about which way you want to go?
Well, I'd like to go over to your house and see my wife.
Well, that wouldn't be convenient right now.
Why not?
Just wouldn't. I tell you what let's do. Let's go down by the river and take a look at the burying grounds. Mighty interesting, them burying grounds.
Is this supposed to scare us?
No, but it's right pretty out there.
Well, I'd be delighted to view the burying grounds, Zach, but...
All right, then, come on.
Well, we might as well, Tom.
All right. Which way?
Down here, this way, right here.
But I'd be in a better frame of mind to enjoy the scenery if I could be sure that Myra, she's my wife,
I tell you, she's all right.
Yeah?
Last I seen of her, she and Lutie was swapping receipts in the kitchen. But that Winkle fella, I don't know about him.
I know about him. He's a dope.
What's Windy done now?
Windy, that's what you call him, eh? Yeah. Well, that's a good name for him. Well, he ain't done nothing yet, but ain't because he ain't tried.
I'm afraid he's rather a difficult guest to entertain.
You said something, mister. But Lutie's more than a match for him, I tell you. This Winkle, he ain't been in the house for more than 5 minutes before he hollers for something to eat.
Yeah.
Then Lutie, she tells him he's got to wait. Next thing we know, he's upstairs announcing which room is his. He started moving furniture around till Lutie come out and gives him what for.
Well, I imagine that slowed him up a bit, huh?
Not for long. Next thing we knew, he was rooting around the kitchen, examining the food on the shelves, telling us what he liked and what he didn't like.
That guy's no bargain. You better let us all go so we can take him off your hands.
Lutie fixed him, though.
With violence, I hope.
No. She just says she wants some kindling chopped. This Winkle fella, he hid upstairs in the attic.
And then if he says he stays on his good behavior, maybe he'll be taken out for a walk like us. Is that it?
Maybe, can't tell. Now, if you fellas just duck your heads, we can get through these branches to the banks of the river.
You go ahead, Tom. Don't let the branches snap back too fast.
Okay. Holy smokes, you think they'd cut a path through here?
Yeah, we was going to, but we've been so busy this year, we ain't never got around to it.
My, that's a beautiful piece of water there.
Yeah. Well, this here stream is what we call the Bleaker River.
It's okay, except for the name.
Looks trouty to me.
Yep, ain't nothing but trout in there. You do much fishing, mister?
Well, whenever I get the chance. By Jove, that reminds me, I'm supposed to be on a fishing trip right now. At least that's what Dave Markham said when I left Centerville. Seems like years ago.
I suppose you're one of these fellas that thinks he can't catch fish. Unless he's got a lot of trick flies and these fancy gadgets and painted thingamabobs.
No, sir, not me. Personally, I prefer live bait myself. Although I don't go so far as to say that mechanical lures won't catch fish, too.
Just what is your favorite bait for trout?
Oh, grasshoppers, Zach. Unquestionably, grasshoppers.
Say, mister, you talk like you had some sense.
Well, I have, Zach, at least when it comes to catching trout. Now, my own system is to start getting my bait very early in the morning.
That's right. Get the grasshoppers when the dew is still on them.
Exactly. When they're cold and wet, they can't hop around much. It's easy to catch them.
Yeah, and after the sun hits them, they get warm, dried off. It's mighty hard to catch a bottle full of bait then.
Yes, it is. And the best place to find them is under an old log.
Yeah.
You can get a handful at a time, the medium-sized one. That's the kind I like best.
Me too. Say, Mr. Robson, I think maybe you and me'd better plan to come down here tomorrow morning.
Yes?
Yeah, I can lend you a rod. We'll catch us mess fish, huh?
Well, nothing I'd like more, Zach. Say, I'm beginning to enjoy my vacation.
Hey, listen, Luke, what is this anyway? Don't you think we'd better get going?
But, Tom, I'm only...
I know. Your plan to be palsy-walsy with a moonshiner.
Well, Tom...
What's that you say, brother? Moonshiner?
That's what I said, and that's what I meant. Luke, you know perfectly well these guys are moonshiners. Why, they must be moonshiners. And they think we're government agents. Revenuers. Why, we might have found out something. That's why they don't want to let us go.
Now, wait a minute, Tom. You may be...
No, we ain't moonshiners, no, sir.
Oh, you needn't try to kid me. But if you'll make this guy Bleeker feel any better, I can tell you right now that we're not revenuers, and you might as well let us go.
Well, since we ain't moonshiners, it might be better for us if you was agents, instead of crooks from the city.
Crooks? Well, what do you think there is in this town that we'd want to steal?
Now, quiet, Tom. Zach, do you have much trouble with thieves around here?
No, not yet we ain't. But I guess there's some people around here that would like to get a hold of our secret formula.
What secret formula?
Oh, now it's a secret formula. That's a new name for making liquor without paying the tax.
I tell you, we ain't making liquor. We're making something else. Something that's it. Not drunk. Now I've already told you more than order.
Come on, pal. You can trust us. What is this stuff you're supposed to be making?
We're interested, naturally, Zach, but I can assure you, we're not trying to steal it.
Well, I ain't saying. But we got it. We're going to keep it. We don't want no outsiders buttoning here and getting a hold of it.
Oh. Who is we?
All of us. Everybody in the town. Everybody works at the business. We all share and share alike. Because we all own it. The town owns it, you might say.
See, I've heard of countries trying this idea of all business being run by the state and everybody, supposedly, sharing in the proceeds. But it hasn't worked out so well. How do you find it pans out?
Well, we get a living out of the business. Leastways, most of us do. We ain't kicking.
The town is a dump, if you ask me.
Of course, I don't want to cast any reflections on Bleakerstown, Zach, but to a visitor such as myself, it does appear that you folks are without a lot of features of comfortable living.
Wouldn't you, by any chance, like to have a radio or a car?
Well, yes, I wouldn't mind.
Well, then why don't you get out and show a little gumption? Do your job a little better than the next fellow. Save a little money. Maybe you can start up a business of your own.
No use to that. Why work myself to death when everybody gets his share, whether he works hard or not?
You know, I'm beginning to see what's back of this town's stagnation.
How do you mean, Luke?
The difference is between the American system that rewards individual initiative, where a man who is willing to work and persevere can get ahead, and some of these foreign systems that you hear about.
Where everything and everybody is run by the state, you mean?
Yes. The thing that's lacking in Bleakerstown is the whole mainspring of American life as we know it. You can call it opportunity or individual initiative or whatever you will.
I don't rightly know what you fellas is talking about.
Well, it's just this, Zach. You just told us that you aren't going to work any harder than you have to, because even if you do, the other fellow will get just as much as you do. Is that right?
That's right.
And just as long as you and the rest feel that way, Bleakerstown hasn't got a chance of moving forward with the rest of the country.
Well, I know.
What makes America move ahead faster than any other country in the world is the very thing you lack here. The opportunity for each man to get ahead as fast as his talents and abilities will allow him.
Well, I don't know what Cy Bleeker'd say about that.
May I inquire just where Cy fits into the Bleakerstown scheme of things?
Well, he's top man around here. Now, wait, don't get me wrong. He ain't our boss. Ain't nobody our boss.
Yes, but what does he do?
Well, he kind of acts as a... Well, you might say he acts as an agent. Cy's a mighty smart man.
Oh, I'm sick of this, Cy. I don't care how smart he is. All I want to know is what's going to happen to us. What's his game?
I don't know. That's up to Cy. Say, look, fellas.
Huh?
There's the graveyard up there on the hill. Ain't it peaceful?
Wonder just what Cy Bleeker and his henchmen have up their sleeves as far as the Robinson party is concerned. Maybe it's a good thing that Luke seems to have found a friend, at least a fishing friend, in this strange community. Listen to our next program. Until then, goodbye. The American Family Robinson, which is broadcast regularly over this station, is written by Douglas Silver and Marjorie Bartlett and produced by the National Industrial Council.